from APM in New York. I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. If you're listening to this broadcast via a solar-powered radio in a dusty desert expanse, you're probably at Burning Man. The festival celebrating arts and alternative culture in the Nevada desert is in full swing this week. It's long been a venue for massive fire-breathing sculptures, strange desert vehicles, and a no-cash economy. But it's also become a big meeting spot for bigwigs from the tech industry. And while thinking outside the box is a common goal for both techies and so-called burners, the tech presence at Burning Man is ruffling some feathers. Russell Brandom is a reporter for website The Verge.
It's become this really important thing for the tech community. You know, a lot of them are in San Francisco, which isn't that far. And a lot of the people who are going there, they have more money than time. And so they end up, sometimes people have paid for lodging, which is not strictly against the rules, but it's very much frowned upon that, you know, you shouldn't be renting a room at Burning Man. You should really be building the camp and sort of doing it as a communal experience.
Larry Page has also been seen at Burning Man, and he's kind of interested in the philosophical aspect of the Burning Man experience, right?
Burning Man has become this really important idea for a lot of people in the tech world because it's so experimental. It's people have an idea and they think, oh, that would be cool. I'm just going to build it and it'll be great. And I think people in the tech world find that really inspiring because they're trying to think of what's this cool way we could make email or what's this cool way we could reinvent whatever they're reinventing.
The Burning Man experience sort of speaks to the outside of the box ethos that a lot of people in the tech world get excited about.
And to that point, I mean, Larry Page recently said, oh, well, we need more spaces like Burning Man where we can experiment. And I think a lot of people, they were worried that he was talking about some sort of lawless libertarian place where they could just do whatever they wanted. And people it made a lot of people nervous. But I think he was taking that ethos and just thinking, this is wonderful. I wish we could build in a place like this all of the time.
Has there been anything built, hacked, made at Burning Man that exists in the world now that we can sort of thank Burning Man for a tech innovation?
Not quite yet. The one thing that they're trying out that they're very excited about is delivering food by drone or delivering things by unmanned aerial vehicle is definitely something that's happening a lot at Burning Man. And they keep telling me they're going to deliver me a sandwich with a drone, especially in New York, but hasn't happened yet.
Very interesting. Russell Brandom is a reporter for tech website The Verge. Russell, thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me.